welcome to the Good News Show. I'm your host, Terry Modica.
Hi, welcome back to the Good News Ministries course on how to hear the Holy Spirit. In this session, I would like to share with you a very important thing that the Lord Himself does to help us know whether we're on the right track or not. The Holy Spirit directs us from within ourselves, from our inner spirit. Our spirit, our human spirit, has been connected to the Holy Spirit through our baptism. And it's been confirmed in the sacrament of confirmation. And it's renewed in the sacrament of the Eucharist. And it's recharged in the sacrament of confession. And in the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, it's purified. All these sacraments are provided by Jesus because they are the presence, the activity of Jesus to help us in our daily life, our daily walk, our daily purification. And all of this is the Holy Spirit's activity in our lives, because Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit to grow in holiness. Jesus gave us the Holy Spirit as our teacher, our helper, so that we can live the best possible lives on earth and prepare for a wonderful life in heaven. God's got a lot at stake here. He's got a lot invested in us. So He has no interest whatsoever in leaving us hanging, leaving us wondering, leaving us confused. He wants to get Himself, His message, through to us. Therefore, when we pray and ask for the Holy Spirit to guide us, and in prayer we believe that we have come up with some answer from the Holy Spirit, we're not sure if it's our imagination or not, God will confirm it. God confirms His messages in us in multiple ways, in sometimes very surprising and creative ways. After all, He is the Creator, and He has infinite imagination. So open your mind to unexpected ways, the world around you, and the ways that the Holy Spirit is communicating to you. Yes, yes, you're hearing me correctly. One of those ways is we might hear a scripture at Mass that speaks to the same issue. Another confirmation might come from our spouse or a friend or someone else that we know who says the same thing to us without realizing that we are in the process of discerning whether this is God's will or not. He'll confirm it with a sign that we pass along the highway, that just as we're thinking about this question we've got, boom, right there's the sign. Or maybe it's a message on the side of a truck as we're driving down the highway, just at the moment that we're thinking about this question that we have. God will confirm whatever He is directing us to do. Watch for the confirmations. This is not the same as what is often called putting out a fleece, asking for a sign. There is a time and a place for asking for a sign, but better is letting God choose the sign without us asking. And that's what confirmations are. It's a matter of just trusting God and then watching the world around us to see how God is interacting with that world to get our attention. And may your adventures with the Holy Spirit this week give you new discoveries as you seek to know and do His will. God bless you.